Was he disgruntled when he attacked co-workers? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a big question in California after the second mass murder in 3 days.
It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
Sheriff Christina Corpus.
Police have identified 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao as the man who shot 7 of his fellow farm workers dead yesterday, injuring 1 more. This shooting happened between 2 different locations in the outskirts of Half Moon Bay.
He was found in a sheriff's station parking lot later,
where authorities had spotted him sitting in a car. He was pulled from the vehicle and placed under arrest.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Police have no arrests yet in a gas station shootout not far away in Oakland last night that killed 1 person, wounded 7 others. It's up to 11 people dead after Saturday's mass shooting in Los Angeles County, shot by a gunman who killed himself. The motive, still not known.
He has a limited criminal history with an arrest in 1990 for an unlawful possession of a firearm.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says California's gun laws are strict, but still not working, so there are calls to make them stricter, there and nationwide. Here's Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's clear that the prevalence of guns in our country has made tragedies like this one too frequent.
And President Biden's urging Congress to ban so-called assault weapons. Republicans say more restrictions punish law-abiding gun owners. 3 sheriff's deputies recovering in Kansas that after a man opened fire at a traffic stop that turned into a chase, he was shot dead. 5 Tennessee ex-cops fired earlier this month over a traffic stop in Memphis remain under investigation. They're all black. So is the man they're accused of battering after he ran. Tyree Nichols died 3 days later. Family attorney Ben Crum says body cam video was horrific, claiming Nichols was treated like a human pinata.
You know, regrettably, it reminded us of Rodney King video.
Referencing the 1991 police beating that led to riots in Los Angeles. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Amid all the legal challenges in Republican-led states that have abortion bans or strict new regulations after last year's Supreme Court ruling, New Mexico's attorney general is asking the state Supreme Court to overturn local ordinances,
saying they overstep local government authority to regulate health care access and violate the state constitution's guarantees of equal protection and due process. Torres says the ordinances are significant even in regions with no abortion clinics because they threaten to restrict access to reproductive health care in people's homes. More than half of U.S. abortions are now done with pills rather than surgery. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Oregon has set up a hotline to give free abortion legal advice.
Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum saying in a statement, even in a state like ours, where abortion is legal, confusion and fear has ensued since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the constitutional right to obtain an abortion last June. The Democrat adding, this is especially important because we share a border with Idaho, which has a near total abortion ban.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. This is a big morning for movie lovers.
Allison Williams and Riz Ahmed will unveil the Oscar nominations live from the Academy's Samuel Goldwyn Theater, 8:30 Eastern. The first batch of nominees will include supporting actor and screenplay categories, followed by the top categories, which include leading acting, directing, and best picture. Front runners this year include Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, The Fabelmans, and Tar. Last year's event was the talk of the globe, following the Will Smith-Chris Rock slapping incident. This year, Jimmy Kimmel returns as host of the 95th Academy Awards, which air live from Los Angeles March 12th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Again, the announcement's in less than a half hour. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling the day after stocks were surging a second day in a row. The Dow and the Nasdaq both rose more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.